And the part of the tree that's underneath the ground is called what?
The trunk.
Okay, and it,
the roots.
Okay. This is a tall shade tree with long white limbs.
Pines? A sycamore. Oh, that's a sycamore tree. You know, that Zacchaeus was so short in stature. That's in the Bible, in the biblical.
What?
It's in, it was in biblical days, this sycamore tree.
Uh-huh.
And that was, Zacchaeus was a little short in stature, and he climbed up in this tree to see Christ as he passed.
I didn't know that.
And Christ told him, says, Zacchaeus, come down out of that sycamore tree. Come down out of that tree. I'm going home with you. And the sycamore trees has been back even in the Bible.
I didn't know that.
That is.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
Really? What about the kind of tree that old George Washington cut down?
He cut down that old cherry tree, they said.
Old George.
Yeah.
And I don't know, I've never heard of this kind, but it's a shrub whose leaves become very red in the fall, and it's poison to some people. I don't know if you've ever known of that or not. Do you know of any?
No, I don't know.
And what's that kind of stuff that you have to be real careful not to get it on you?
Poison oak and poison ivy.
Have you ever had that before?
I had some poison oak in my eyes when I was a small child.
In your eyes?
In my eyes. I'd cut it on my hands and rubbed it into my eyes, you know.
Uh-huh.
I like to put my eyes out. Uh-huh. I stayed away from poison oak. I knew what that stuff was when I came up on it again.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I bet you didn't get it in those eyes. What about the red berries that you eat sugar and cream with and you probably might make a pie out of?
Well, there are dewberries and blackberries and blueberries and strawberries. And,
is any other kind? Some are red and some are black.
Raspberries.
Can you make pies out of that?
Yeah, you can make pies or
you
can make
pies
jellies
out of anything.
Either one. That's right.
If some of the berries would kill you if you ate them and made them sick, you'd say they're what?
Poison.
What about the big flowering tree and its big shiny leaves? And when you think of the South, you think of this kind of tree with the big blossoms on it.
That's a magnolia.
Do you have any in New York?
No, I don't have any here. They did have some, but they have died out mm-hmm. back years ago. We think of that when we think of the dogwood, don't we?
Yeah.
That's our native tree, dogwoods and magnolias.
Yeah. That's beautiful. Do you know of a tall bush with clusters of pink and white flowers?
That's a great myrtle, I guess. Mountain laurel. They grow a little bit further on up in the mountains. They grow more up in the mountains than they do here.
Do y'all ever go up in the mountains?
Yeah, we've been up in the mountains. And they're just beautiful up there. The hills are just beautiful. We call these hills too, but it's not quite as much hills as the other far on up north.
If a woman's husband has died, you call her a what?
A widow.
And what about the man?
A widower.
And you said you have four sons, three sons?
Three sons
three
and
sons.
Three daughters. See, I told you I learned to count and divide.
I can't remember. If you don't have a doctor to deliver a baby, the woman you might send for would be a what?
Midwife.
Did they have those?
Yeah, they had those back in my days. You know, I didn't know too much about them. I heard an old lady talking, said that she was trying to get a girl that was having a baby
uh-huh.
out of a briar patch. She was afraid that she was going to have that baby in a briar patch.
Uh-huh.
No midwife talking about it. And I just thought, well, how horrible, you know.
Wouldn't
that be awful?
That would be. If a boy and his father had